Would you please read the first item?
Item 946, request of Dorothy Holland to address council regarding Portland Grey Panthers.
Does the group want to come up together or just one at a time? So could you read all the same, the similar items, please?
947, request of Sally F. Fronsman Cecil to address council regarding Portland Grey Panthers. 948, request of Carol L. Long to address council regarding Portland Grey Panthers. And 949, request of Edith J. Gillis to address council regarding Portland Grey Panthers. And 950, request of Lou Church to address council regarding Portland Grey Panthers.
Thank you. Whoever would like to start, you have 3 minutes, and I appreciate you being here.
Okay, thank you. Sally Fronsman Cecil, Portland Grey Panthers. Portland Grey Panthers calls on the Portland City Council to take a stand against the ongoing $2 billion expansion of PDX and air traffic to and from Portland. Failing to take a stand against such expansion lends the lie to any stated intentions on serious pursuit of a paradigm shift extensive enough to address climate emergency and consequences. We are at a historical moment in which we must dramatically scale back, if not eliminate, air travel as a driver of climate change. We must seriously be looking at transition away from air travel and toward alternative forms of transportation. We need to be dismantling airports, not expanding them. We cannot keep on with business as usual. Failing to actually make the changes we must make is the kind of irresponsibility that is leading us from climate emergency to climate catastrophe. I stand with Greta and her peers in their frustration with those who will not act and act quickly. It's time to make the shifts necessary for our survival and a future for our children and our children's children. I take this personally. How dare you fail to at least raise your voices and act at least that much on behalf of me, my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchild. Portland Grey Panthers is asking that you take an official stance as a city council in opposition to the expansion of PDX and air travel via Portland. We have the position, you have the position and responsibility to speak and act for everyone in present and future generations, not only for Portland, but for the world.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Edith Gillis. I'm a member of the Multigenerational Integrated Intersectional Issued Portland Grey Panthers and a member of Extinction Rebellion. I'm going to talk quickly, but I have everything in writing so you can get it later. I was specifically asked by 350, Sunrise, and XRPDX to be the coordinator of medics and to staff and to organize and supply the medic tent and emergency transport for those civic heroes who would be endangered in an emergency room or hospital. I coordinated 29 medics for the Rally, March, and Festival medic tent. We had MDs, emergency room physicians and nurses, naturopaths, medical assistants, nurse practitioners, RNs, EMTs, wilderness first responders, lifeguards, including one in a kayak, life medics, street medics, herbalists, and mental health professionals, taking shifts or on duty the entire time. This included a former cop, EMT, urban, and forest firefighter, who volunteers daily for over 60 years to help people who are houseless, including preparing meals he delivers to our houseless neighbors living near OMSI. We have 4 high school search and rescue volunteer first aiders. We had the loaned use of a new 2,600 AED, which is an automatic external defibrillator to shock a still heart into hopefully rebeating, that I or one of the search and rescue youth carried. I carried 4 combat-used tourniquets I could administer one-handed in 2 seconds for anyone severely bleeding from fascist truck ramming, since police consistently do not protect us from violent fascist terrorists, and police conduct prevented paramedics from getting to patients in time if needed for an emergency. In addition to our medics, there were at least 6 Portland Action medics who, like I, have the nation's gold standard of street medic 20-hour-plus training from Portland's own Rose Hip Medical Collective, and some have the world gold standard national outdoor leadership wilderness first responders 80-hour training, as I do. Some of these RNC and PAM medics, are naturopaths, RNs, EMT, and one midwife. PAM Street medics also provide security and were ready to immediately care for pedestrians hit or run over by fascists, as the fascists brag online they do, and the Portland police did not block Southwest Jefferson or Southwest 4th and Southwest Madison to prevent. Since my medics were dedicated to the climate strike, other PAM Street medics also went to ICE, where Portland police were using pepper balls and pepper spray against nonviolent pedestrians, fulfilling our civic duty to protect and serve the people of Portland and to uphold our constitutional rights and duties. Our presence was intended to calm and comfort people, preventing trampling and to reduce police violence. We assisted people who fell and gave help to prevent others from falling on the muddy slopes. We passed out Band-Aids, including for fixing an electrical soundboard, water, electrolytes, food, and wipes. We were ready to do river rescues and to assist people with heart failure, low blood sugar or diabetic shock, anaphylactic shock, bullet wounds, or life-threatening injuries from head and brain injuries and loss of limbs from police and other fascists hitting them with vehicles or pipes or batons, and third-degree burns from police illegally using weapons they've used before. September 20th, I and at least five others treated for injuries caused by police using illegal chemical weapons against unarmed law-abiding citizens with pepper spray canisters held within 1 or 2 inches of the eyes, sprayed directly and purposely into the eyes of nonviolent, helpless, law-abiding citizens.
Thank you.
And one of my patients is
worried
for kids.
Thank you very much. Your time is up, and if you could send us the rest, that'd be great. Thank you.
Excuse me, Madam President. I have a question. May I? The ICE protest that you spoke of, what was the date of that protest?
This was all September 20th. We had to split
year?
Up our medics to take care of Portlanders who were harmed by Portland police in two
I'm
locations.
Sorry, was that September 20th of this year?
Yes.
Thank you.
During the climate strike.
The same day as the climate strike. I look forward to getting your written testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Church?
Good morning. I'm Lou with Portland Gray Panthers. First, I want to thank Sally and Edie as Panther stalwarts today, speaking for social justice. On the national level, now that we finally have arrived at impeachment of Donald Trump and his getting a crypto-fascist munchkins, it may be useful, given 3-minute warning, to see if there's a common thread between white supremacy, the proposed diversity equity code changes put forth by the Civic Life Office, the need for sensible gun laws, the current Portland State Roger Stone, Philip Arola, Proud Boys controversy, and whether housing and houselessness in our city permeate or color some of these social justice issues. Nationally, Panthers absolutely do support impeachment. The fourth impeachment in U.S. history is badly needed. Panthers also support sensible gun laws to ban assault weapons and ban high-capacity magazines. We support the Walmart boycott to end gun violence. Panthers support housing and houseless in our city, and we support diversity and equity code changes by Commissioner Udaly and Sue Carey. There appears to be an unspoken connection between our housing emergency and code change pushback by landlords, condo owners, and other affluent forces. I recently spoke with Walt Weiler, current DNA president, Downtown Neighborhood Association. Walt, while basically physically handling every body part but except grabbing a person's crotch, Walt was forthright in stating that as DNA president, he is also a millionaire and a proud condo owner. Walt Weiler added that he bought his Wilsonville company with 40 workers, sold it with 150 workers, and pocketed a handsome profit. Bully for Walt Weiler. And he also opposes the code changes. Local print media has focused a good deal of animus against Commissioner Udaly and suggested a titanic level of discord on City Council. On houselessness in particular, we see a division between the excellent leadership of County Chair Deborah Cofori, together with housing nonprofits like Reach, versus the Let's Do Something Now business sector via Homer Williams, Tim Boyle, and Jordan Schnitzer. Deborah Cofori, like Joanne Hardesty and many others, is right to insist Wapato Jail is no solution. The question may be asked, democracy for who? Is the status in Utah simply Donald Trump's banana republic propped up by the National Rifle Association? Is Portland, Oregon simply a haven for condo crazy millionaires like Walt Weiler? If we take 18 months more to write a code that values affluent white folks on equal footing, is that really a democracy of, by, and for the people, as Abraham Lincoln insisted? Gray Panthers believe we need to take back our communities and our country from those who are unduly focused on profit, graft, and greed. Perhaps Elizabeth Warren has said it best going forward. We need a plan for that country, a country of equity and inclusion.
Thank you. Are your other two speakers not here?
Dorothy wasn't able to come, and Carol had a family emergency in Coos Bay, so there's three of us. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you for being here.